Good morning and welcome back to your favorite morning show. You want to announce the big thing here?
Well, you weren't listening to the sports. It was just on like 20 seconds.
I don't listen to them.
Seth's doing other things,
being
in the men's room when I'm delivering these award-winning newscasts here. Walsall East. You know, one of the things that I think has hurt the Walsall East football program is that they change coaches a lot.
They have had to change coaches,
And they've had a hard time getting one guy and one guy's system in there for multiple years.
And this is a good get for them. This is going to be good for the stability of the program. So good news maybe in an upswing in the East football program in the coming years.
Well, let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of partial to East.
You have some connections there.
One or two. You know what I'm saying? Hey. All right.
I hear that the English department there is fabulous.
It
best
rocks.
Of the state, from what I hear.
Especially this year. Great new addition.
They've made some positive changes there, and there are
for those who don't know, Seth's wife works at the Wausau East English department.
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
No, absolutely not. Nothing at all. And my wife appreciates that comment. As everybody said, because she doesn't get harassed being my wife
being my wife, I suppose.
Enough as it is.
Well, that's the way she should have to deal with you.
She'll send me a text. You know, I'll say something, I'll make an announcement, something what we're doing, and she'll send me a text like, "Oh, really? This is the way?" It's like, well, yeah, I just kind of told everybody. Oh, good, because people will come to her. Hey, I hear about blah, blah.
Yeah.
She sends a text. All alone in the faculty lounge again. Why will no one be my friend?
Oh, I wish that were true.
In other news, Common Core sucks. So that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
There,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Went to a function last night of my daughter's school. And it was a real cool thing where they were showing off their artwork and so forth. And the principal of the school came up. And shook my hand and said, you know, just something real nice. And, you know, you could see the look in their eye like, right. Some educators, I know this is going to come as a shock, don't see things the way I do.
Right. The principal said, I will tell you how much I really like the show if we run into each other in the parking lot.
I have a board with a nail in it. All right. So here we go. Over the past few years, a woman in Phoenix named Ingeborg McIntosh has taken in over 120 foster kids. 27 years ago, she formed a special bond with a certain one by the name of Jordan. She had to go through a big court fight to adopt him, finally got custody when he was 4 and raised him as her own, and recently he got a chance to pay her back. Last summer, Ingeborg found out she needed a kidney transplant because of a genetic disorder called polycystic kidney disease. And without telling her, Jordan got tested and found out, yep, he was a match. She tried to talk him out of it, but he told her that she had sacrificed so much to help him that he wanted to do the same. So he gave her one of his kidneys last month. The surgery went very well. Both are doing great. Jordan explained that he hopes to do even more for his mom sometime in the future. But for now, it's the least he could do.
Love stories like that, but now you're going to follow that up with a couple of lunatic criminal stories, right?
We cannot walk away from this segment feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
We have to highlight the ridiculousness. 41-year-old woman in Tennessee broke into a fire station on Saturday. Sure, why not? And managed to drive off in an ambulance. Now, I'll have to say, driving an ambulance would be cool. I would love to do it. Enough to break into a firehouse and steal one? No. Cops pulled her over a few miles later, and she told them she was pregnant, and she had to get to the hospital right now. That's why she stole the ambulance. But guess what? Not pregnant.
She wasn't.
Not pregnant.
So you want to drive an ambulance?
I think it'd be cool.
What's the difference, except for color, between driving an ambulance and driving a hearse?
Well,
they're big,
hopefully,
long stretch station wagons.
Thank God you didn't go into medicine, because hopefully the patient in the back is in a better state in an ambulance than in the hearse.
So you want to drive an ambulance with a patient in it. You just don't want to drive around and put the siren on and stuff.
Is there a siren on a hearse?
No, on an ambulance.
Is there a siren and lights on a hearse? Then why would you ask me to compare the
That's
two?
Right. One is urgent.
Yeah, one is dead.
The other can take its time get to wherever it goes.
Yeah, let's...
We got all the time of the world when we're in the hearse.
You know,
wasn't there a story a few years ago about some guys that stole the hearse with their buddy's body in the back and took him around to different bars in town to have a wake?
Oh, why not?
They'd carry him in, lay him on the pool table, and drink some beers, and then take him out, put him back in the hearse, and then drive him to the next place?
The problem is, if you start out your career as a hearse driver and then move to an ambulance, when the guy in the back says something, it scares the crap out of you.
God. All right.
31-year-old was driving in Louisiana on Saturday when another driver hit him and then took off. So he headed to the state police to report the hit and run. One little problem. He was drunk at the time. So when he got there, he smelled of alcohol. The cops did a sobriety test and charged him with DUI as well. That's got to suck. You get hit, a hit and run, and then the cops go, yeah, by the way, you don't seem right.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Surprisingly, Donald Sterling leads off the sports segment. Donald Sterling said he was baited into making these racist comments. So, in other words, he was blackmailed into speaking out against black males. Huh. Got it. I understand. Security video from an elevator has surfaced of Solange Knowles, Beyonce's sister, violently attacking Jay-Z. Apparently, she freaked out when he reached to close the door and accidentally knocked her off of her sister's coattails. Solange got mad because, like the rest of us, Jay-Z couldn't think of her name and called her Beyonce's sister.
I've never heard of Solange. Is she like a minor celebrity or she's just the sister? Yeah.
But listen, I mean, let's face it. All right. Violence, attacking someone in an elevator is wrong on so many levels.
Oh,
Brett Rossi. Huh?
Setting her up on a blind date now with Chris Brown.
You don't have to do those jokes. You can step back and step away from them.
I like to hear you moan.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That didn't sound right, did it?
No, it really didn't.
Brett Rossi. Well, you know what's really sad? Is I'm the only person that's ever said that to him. Hey! All right. Brett Rossi is changing her name so people will forget that she was a porn star after she marries Charlie Sheen. Unfortunately for her, the fact that Charlie Sheen is marrying her is constantly reminding everyone that she used to be a porn star. Bono attended George Clooney's engagement party in Malibu on Sunday, but only under the condition that Clooney donate all of his old girlfriends to underprivileged bachelors in Uganda. Singing out loud, apparently, is the number one thing men and women like to do while driving. After that, the genders differ. For example, for men, it's talking on the phone. For women, it's crashing.
Good?
No, it really wasn't. That's a very sexist term.
Yeah.
It's very funny, but very sexist.
If we have to strip out all the sexist stuff, what's going to be left
for
the
show?
Come on.
Got no show. A new study is saying that men who are 5 foot 2 inches and shorter live longer. Plus the bonus, you get to work for Santa. That is a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ugh, another email from the high school reunion committee. God, they won't give up. Why does my class insist on doing this every 5 years? Are they that hard up for a lame time? And it's not just me. They have less and less people each time we do it. The numbers are dwindling faster than fans of American Idol. Even the food's getting smaller. It used to be a giant buffet. Now this year it's just drinks and apps. You know, I have better ways of enjoying wine and a cracker. And oh, I get to see my ex-boyfriend who got married a long time ago. Although it is fun to watch his wife give me the death stare all night. Well, I can't confirm too quickly. They'll ask if I'll volunteer at the check-in table. And at this stage, I can't recognize any of these people anymore without the help of a tacky name tag. High school reunion. Let's call it what it is. Everyone getting your current story so they can continue gossiping about you like they did in high school. Wait, why do I keep going?
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.